Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton here at Collaborate 14 at the beautiful Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo. And you know, we got a lot of followers on Twitter following us, and that's at hashtag C14LV. So you can keep track of all the interesting guests we have throughout the day here. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. Do you think we're trending on Twitter?
With these guests, we will be.
I'm sure we will be.
Following.
Well, in keeping with the international flavor of this whole week, we're going to visit with some folks from across the pond, just a little bit east of here, from Hankerton, Wiltshire. I don't even know how to talk about the SN code, but we'll figure that out in a minute. Please, with no further ado, join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Rookery Software, Andy Harris and Gordon Halley. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So let's start with you, Andy, if we might. Rookery Software, mission, purpose, what are you guys out there trying to do for folks?
Okay, so we have a product called Config Snapshot that is configuration management for the business suite, really taking everyone through the whole lifecycle management from understanding how your system is configured, automatically documenting it so people don't have to write it manually anymore, covering 130-plus modules. We're also able to help compare those setups across each of your instances to make sure that everything is done correctly across each of those systems, because they never get out of sync. So we help that get prevented. We also manage things across time, so you can take snapshots of your setup at a particular point in time and then subsequently compare back to that and say, what have we changed since then? So whether you're perhaps deploying new configurations to make sure you can actually repeat that correctly elsewhere, or, which never of course happens, saying, it worked last week, what have we changed? It's not working now, it was working last week, so you can go back and check and see what's happened in that configuration.
Can you tell us who's the one who made the change that messed it all up?
So it's always Stephen Accounts.
Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
So, Gordon, did he get this right? Is this pretty much how this is going?
It's a start, yeah. But
you got to get in there, don't be afraid.
There's plenty more in the box, so... So yeah, all the comparisons, the documentation, change tracking, but it's also looking at sort of areas of customization, for example. So what have I customized within the eBusiness suite? If we're upgrading, how's that going to be affected? How do we modify the code so it functions correctly post-upgrade? So it'll do all that sort of stuff as well. There's a whole load on the compliance side of things, so what access the end users have got, how they're getting that access, segregation of duty reporting around all of that as well. So it's very comprehensive, all things set up, sort of related.
So now what's the pain I'm having as a customer where I'm like, I got to call these guys?
Well, if we take upgrades as an example, everything from understanding, well, I've run Oracle's upgrade process. What did it do to my setup? Has anything changed from my 11i setup to release 12 that I need to be aware of and go and fix?
Right.
What has Oracle done in terms of changes to its seeded data that might affect my business process?
So if I'm about to upgrade, I should contact you guys first?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, again, as Gordon mentioned, we do customization, identification, and impact analysis. It's a real pain point for people to be able to understand, out of the hundreds of concurrent programs they may have written and SQL scripts, etc., and the 25,000 things that Oracle have changed, which ones have I referenced where in my code?
Right.
It's usually a process that can take weeks or even months for people to take. And, of course, the later that happens in the upgrade process, the less it's later you know whether you're going to get it done in time.
Right.
So we can come in way up before the upgrade even starts, do that analysis to identify what they all are, and then come in and actually tell you exactly which objects you're referencing, what that impact is on your custom code, for your developers then to be able to go and make the right changes, but also to be able to estimate the effort so much earlier on in the project. So the project manager is now...
It sounds
control.
More proactive rather
Absolutely.
Than reactive.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and to your point, we want to call you before we start doing anything. That's much better than calling you, oh, by the way,
look
we
what
just
Steve
did this.
Just did. Steve just messed us up.
So, yeah, I mean, we kind of help throughout the whole process. There's a lot of things you can do before the upgrade starts, and then during the upgrade itself, as I say, we can help you manage what you're doing in there to understand what the upgrade's done. Again, suddenly people get lots of access to parts of the system that wasn't in an 11i, do you need to go and say, well, hang on, should they have this access?
Right.
So we can help fix all that. And then as you're making additional changes, whether you're implementing new functionality as part of that upgrade, because hopefully people do some good things as well as just technically upgrading, we can help them track the changes they're making, so that each time they do that iteration of the upgrade, they can compare back and make sure they've done exactly the same thing each time, and also help them deploy it within each iteration of the upgrade as well. So it's really through the whole process that we're able to help them. And then when you get to your go live weekend, which is always a little bit fraught, people doing things at 3 a.m., you know, setting up this and that.
I have a feeling that your hair is not quite as nicely in place during go live week. Is that accurate?
Well, you know, a bit of extra spray maybe. So basically, one of the last things they can do is before they let people back onto the system is they can compare the upgraded production system with the fully tested UAT environment, make sure absolutely everything has been done as expected, give it to the users once it's been, you know, reflected correctly. And usually that can't be done in the sort of time frame you'd be looking within that weekend period. So.
Now, can you share with us a little bit about how when a customer decides, you know what, I'm gonna hire these guys at Rookery Software, I need their help in doing this. What's it like? Are we meeting a lot to and I'm going to tell you, this is what I'd like to happen. You're going to tell me now that can or can't happen. Like, how does that relationship work with your customers?
Well, Config Snapshot is actually a software product. So we don't actually go on site and do any sort of implementation sort of effort. We provide a product that does all of this sort of this analysis
so
stuff
just,
for you.
It's plug and play.
It is. 20
wow. minutes.
That's unbelievable.
Really?
Across 130 plus modules, all the tech side, etc., and across all versions from 11.03 right the way through to current. So very, very comprehensive, up in minutes.
So I don't even have to talk to you guys. I can just
go to
your website.
Recommend a quick web demo.
You know what to do with it.
Quick conversation might be good. Might be good to be on a first name basis with the people that are going to have this kind of impact on your future.
I can't believe 20 minutes. That's amazing.
Yeah, so a quick web demo. So we take you through it, so you understand what's there, what's in the box. Then you get to download a full trial version. You can test out that full trial version, run it if you want to find all of those customizations, see how they're going to get affected, all part of the trial. If you like it, go buy it.
And then, okay, so now I bought it, then I let it loose on my system. Now I'm done with you guys? I got to buy it again next year when I do it?
No, we it's a standard sort of software. You know, we have a annual support charge, etc. But, I mean, we have different customers. You know, customers can talk to as much or little as they want to. We offer free web sessions for customers because what we find is, you know, the product is so broad in what it can do, but people often have an initial requirement for the product.
Right.
And people are very busy. So people don't always have time to kind of appreciate other ways in which they can take advantage
right.
of the product.
That's what I would think. Exactly. That these systems are so complex. I think I just need it for this little thing, but it could do like 100 times
exactly.
more things
right.
that I'm not even
exactly.
aware of.
So that's why we offer free web sessions so people can talk to us and, you know, talk very directly to us. Very important to us in that talking to customers is one of the major ways we understand how to improve what we deliver, because you're looking at the real world usage of things rather than in a hermetically sealed environment, etc. And, you know, today we're talking to customers about enhancements to our segregation of duties, for example. You know, we're doing things around migration of setup, etc. You know, and again, it's working very closely with customers so they feel involved to a certain extent and feel rather more engaged than just buying something off the shelf and then people turn up a year later and say, remember.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a very universal product/service. But have you found certain industries or certain types of organizations kind of gravitating to you and your company?
Well, it's very much applicable to really anybody
who
uses the
e-business
suite. So it's very sort of any organization really that, you know, it's a common set of problems that they're looking to sort of resolve. So
that's great.
I mean, we have customers really from very small organizations, well, as small as you get running Oracle e-business suite, but right up to some of the largest e-business implementations in the world, you know, and again, across both private sector, public sector. We have government customers in several countries, etc. And more we're working with implementers as well, because what they recognize is that by using the product, they can deliver a better solution to their customers because they're not having to deal with all the minutiae and nitty-gritty of that you have to do to set the stuff up and keep working that manual, etc.
Right.
They're focusing actually on providing a better solution to the customer, so they get they benefit, the customer benefits, and, you know, we get a great relationship, an ongoing relationship with those implementers, and I believe, you know, we have them in pretty much every continent apart from the penguins in Antarctica, you know, so which we're working on.
Anyways. Now, how does this show work for you, this conference? Are you guys here to meet in person some of these existing customers?
Exactly.
Are you here to nurture? So you're nurturing existing relationships, meeting some new friends, I'm sure. Are you doing education? Are you taking part in any of the speaking? What are you guys up to?
We're not speaking this year, but very much, as you say, it's a great opportunity to meet existing customers. Obviously, we're looking for new customers as well. But again, we work with a lot of organisations here, as I say, some of the implementers, so we get to hook up with them and to sort of work out how we can help them, etc., going forward. So it is very much a sort of a meet and greet, as well as sort of, you know, going out there looking for new opportunities. So.
Well, what a marvelous venue to do it, right? I mean, if there is one event for the year for this kind of thing, this is where you need to be, yeah? And so far, it's been a very positive experience, yes?
Very much so, yeah. Yeah. So there's no difficulty getting volunteers to come and man the booth here.
Really? I'll bet.
You didn't have to beg anybody to show up, huh?
Well, before we wrap, let's make sure once again that we have coordinates where people can reach out and have a conversation with you guys or somebody on your team to go through one of these demos. So
configsnapshot.net or come and see us on the booth at 1242.
What's happening in your booth? What do you guys got? Dancing girls?
They have radio in their booth, just
exactly,
like us.
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody have a radio show in their
booth?
We've got
our little hairstyles.
Yeah, exactly.
Hairstyles,
like hairstyles and flashlights. I think it's handbags and glad rags. Yeah.
I like it. What's the booth number again?
1242.
Yeah. 1242. All and right. And the website again?
Configsnapshot.net.
All right. Well, guys, thank you both for coming by and visiting with us. We'll have to have you on again sometime.
Great. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.